Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Yoma Daf Pei Zayin Amud Bet. This will be our final podcast on Masechet Yoma. Begin with this brayta about the mitzvah of vidui. Tana Rabbanan, mitzvah vidui erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha. The mitzvah vidui is to be said as Yom Kippurim starts. Olamur chachamim hitvadeh kodem shiuchal v'yishteh. You should say vidui before you have your last meal. Because perhaps something may happen in the meal, and you want to enter Yom Kippur with vidui. That's why the halacha is that we say vidui at mincha, and mincha is said before that last meal. But even though you said vidui then, say vidui after the meal. Maybe you did something wrong in the meal. You want to confess for that too. So vidui is said in Arvit, which the simple read of it is that's the one after the meal. Then Shacharit and Musaf and Mincha. And you also say it in Ni'ilah, the final tefillah of the day. We'll speak a little bit more about Ni'ilah. Vechan Omro, where in tefillah do you say it? Yachid achar tefillato, the individual says it at the end of his tefillah, at that place where you're allowed to say as much as you want, after you've finished Yehi L'Ratzon. U'shliach Tzibur Omro Ba'emtza. The Shliach Tzibur says it in the middle. My Amar, what is the vidui? Amarav Rav said, Atayodea Raze Olam, that paragraph. You know all of the secrets of man, you know what's in our heart. Shmuel Amar Mimamakei Lev, another version. Levi Amar V'toratcha Katuv Lemor. I say that phrase, mentioning that vidui is a mitzvah in the Torah. Yochan Amar Ibon Ha'ulamim. So different tefillot starting with those phrases. Our sins are too many to tell or to recount. Before I was created, I was not worthy of anything. And now that I was created, it's as if I weren't created. I am dust in my life, certainly. After I die, I am like an empty and shamed vessel in front of you. That I won't sin again. But whatever I've sinned, please cleanse, but not through afflictions. And that's what Rava used to say in his vidui all year. And that's what Ramnuna Zuta would say in Yom Kippur. All of this is said if you didn't say the words aval anachnu chatanu. Aval here meaning indeed. We take this passage from aval anachnu hashemim from the brothers of Yosef. Aval anachnu chatanu tu lo tzarich. That's all you need to say. Tamar barham dure have kain rekam in shmuel vavi yativ. I was in front of Shmuel, he was sitting. V'chimata shlicha de tzibura. V'amar, v'al anachol chatanu. When the shlicha tzibur got to that line, come, mekam. He stood up. Marshma mina ikar vidui hahu. I could see that the main vidui is that one. And you also learn from there that vidui must be said standing up. Tananatam. We have a Mishnah in Tanit. Mishlosha parkim ha-shana kohanim nosim et kapeyam arba'a pameim biyom. There's three times a year that the kohanim do berichat kohanim four times during the day. Shachur musaf mincha uv'ni'ilat she'arim. Elu in Shlosha Parkim, one of these three times. B'ta'aniyot, a public fast. Tanit Tzibur, v'ma'amadot. The ma'amadot that are described there in Tanit, that are done during the week when that particular town is in charge of the ma'amad. And they fast every day, uv'yom ha'kippurim. Because, of course, Kohanim cannot do Berchat Kohanim after they've had anything to drink. And therefore can only be on a fast day. My Ni'ilat Sha'arim. Why do we call it Ni'ilat Sha'arim? The last tefillah. Rav Amar Tzlota Yeterta. More tefillah, an extra tefillah. Ushmuel amar manu mechayenu, a special tefillah. So meitem eor yom kippurim palal shavu mitvadeh, b'shachim palal shavu mitvadeh, b'shachim palal shavu mitvadeh, b'shachim palal shavu mitvadeh, and amin palal shavu mitvadeh. So we have the five tefillot, all of them with seven brachot, with vidui. So that seems to support Rav, that it's read another tefillah. Tanoihi, the tanya, yom kippurim mechashichan palal shavu mitvadeh, b'chotem vidui, divi reb meir. So you see that either way you say seven tefillot. Question is whether or not you say vidui then. Chachamim say you don't have to. But either way, it's certainly a full regular tefillah of seven brachot, not just a saying. Tiyufta de Shmuel. Tiyufta. Shmuel is refuted. Ulebarav nachid kamei de Rava. So he went before him as a b'shliach tzipur. Patach be atav v'chartanu. He started the typical atav v'chartanu as the middle bracha of the tefillah. Same in this vernila, b'ma anu mechayenu v'shabche. And Rava praised him for sort of combining Rav and Shmuel's approach. So he said the individual says it after his tefillah. Rav tefillah nila poter chal arvit. Rav said if you say nila, you don't have to say arvit that night. Rav tamed ar sluti terahi. Rav says after all nila is an extra tefillah. Kansali le tulat zorich. You already said an evening tefillah. Mi amar Rav Hachi, since when did he say that? Rav halachi deverimat tefillah arvit reshut. We have the famous machloket in the that set off the huge fight in the Beit Din, with Rabbi Yeshua and Gamliel, about whether Tefillat Arvit Reshut or Chovam, and Rav took the position Tefillat Arvit Reshut, which means there is no obligation to say Tefillat night. The answer is, L'divrei Omer Chovah Kama. Rav was saying, according to the opinion that the Tefillat Arvit is a Chovah, Ni'ila covers that. Arvit M'Pala Shavim Ein Shmon Esrei. And after Yom Kippur, even though you said Tefillah and Ni'ilah, you still say Arvit, and you say Mi'ein Shmon Esrei, meaning you say the first three and the last three, and the middle one you say the combined one Tefillah that ends with Shema Tefillah. From Gamliel, Mishmon Matav, M'Pala Shmon Esrei Shlemot. He said you have to say a full 18 Motzei Yom Tov. Neshtarich Lomar Havdalah V'Chonin Adat. So that's the question about how to say Havdalah, or whether you have to say it when you're doing the abbreviated tefillah. However, everybody agrees that it's a full tefillah of arvit, even though you said ni'ilah. The answer is, Tanoi hi detanya, kol chayevei tefillot tovlin kedarkan b'yom ha-kippurim. Tavilot tovlot kedarkan b'leilei yom ha-kippurim. Anybody who has to go to the mikveh goes to the mikveh in a regular fashion on Yom Kippur, and a nidar, and you'll let it go that night, the night of Yom Kippur, because they're the only ones who go at night. Balkari tovav olech ara mincha. Balkari can go all the way, anytime during the day, even up until mincha. Biosomer kol ayom kulo, all day. Arminu azav azav mitzor mitzor adwal nidav tumimeid tovlin kedarkam yom kippurim. V'lad tovlot kedarkam b'lele yom kippurim. Again, the same thing. Everybody goes to the mikvah in the normal fashion, day or night. Balkari tovav olech kol ayom kulo. Balkari could have tefillah anytime during the day. And in that version, Rabbi Yossi said, he cannot go any time during the day. Meaning, after Mincha, there's no purpose. He's going into the Mikvah and having Rechitza and Yom Kippur, not for any purpose, because he's not going to say any more Tefillot. So, Lakash, how did Tzali Tefillot Ni'ilah? How did Lo Tzali? If he didn't yet say Ni'ilah, then he can still go in. And if he did, then he can't go in. Why would the Rabbanan say he could go in? The answer is Kasavi Rabbanan. They must hold Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to go into the mikvah at the right time. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not a mitzvah to go into the mikvah at the right time, meaning even if you're not going to the mikvah for a particular purpose next, such as saying Tefillah, and this is all operating on the premise that a Balkari may not say Tefillah, then the only reason Chachamim would say, even though you said all the Tefillot of Yom Kippur, you still go in because there's a mitzvah to go on the right time. So Rabbi Yossi holds there's not. Tanya Resha Hashem Katuv Al Basaro. If a person has God's name written on their flesh, they can't bathe and they can't anoint themselves because they might rub it off, and they can't stand in a dirty place. So not Tefillat Mitzvah. They have to go to the mikvah. Korei Chalav Gemi V'Yored V'Tovel. They put something over it to cover Shem Hashem, and they go in. Rabbi Yossi V'Yored V'Tovel Kedarko. And you go in the regular way. Just don't rub it off. And in our discussion about that machloket, we say the machloket is tefillah bizmana, because Rabbi Yosef says there's a mitzvah to go in the right time, so you go in the regular way. The answer is, I hear Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That opinion wasn't Rabbi Yosef, it was Rabbi Yehuda's son Rabbi Yosef, a different Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda omer dayal tefillah shtei b'achona. That was in the discussion of all the different tefillot that are possible in that sugya nida. 49 tefillot, 90 plus tefillot. He says, have one tefillah at the end. All right. So he says, tefillah bizmana la mitzvah, and therefore, he would be the one to say there's no reason to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur if you've already said all of the tefillot. But the one that says with the shame katuv alav, that is Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, the famous Rabbi Yosef, who says tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Haro'eh keri b'yom ha-kippurim yoreid v'tovel. If somebody has a keri on Yom Kippur, which is the case we're talking about here, goes into the mikveh, u'le'erv yishafshef, and then rubs off, and dries off, at night. La'erev, ma'ida have. What's it going to help? He already went in. Ela'im ha'erev yishafshef, kasavra mitzvah l'shafshef. It means that the night before, before Yom Kippur starts, he should rub things off his skin in order to get the anything in the way of the tefillah, in case he has to go to the mikvah. In other words, he hasn't had a carry yet, but if he thinks that may happen or whatever, then he should rub all that off before Yom Kippur, anything that might get in the way, and that way, if that night or during the day has a carry, he can go to the mikvah, and he won't need to rub it off. That doesn't speak to our issue. Tayatana Kamed of Nachman, right? Carry Yom Kippurim, Avonotav Mechulin Lo. So we have a Tana taught the following. If you have a carry in Yom Kippur, it means you're forgiven. It's like all the bad stuff has left you, perhaps. Vatanya Avonotav Zdurin, we have a bright that says seemingly the opposite. Your Avonot are laid out in front of you. My Zdurin, Zdurin the Machel, means they're laid out, ready to be knocked off and forgiven. Tana Mishwa, right? Carry Yom Kippurim, Yidag Kol HaShana Kula. If he sees a carry, he should worry all year that he hasn't been forgiven. But if he has a whole year without a carry, then he's promised a place in Olam. Imagine this. The whole world is hungry because everybody else is lusting after what they can't have. In the meantime, he had it, as it were. So it shows the Ben Olam Haba. So he had this version, which is a translation of the pasuk Yireh Zera Yarich Yamim. He have a long life, and the idea is Yireh Zera Yarich Yamim, which means he'll see children and have a long life. But the play on it is Yireh Zera. If he sees Shechvat Zera, meaning carry, then he will have a long life, and that's the promise of this. With this, we've completed our study of Masechet Yoma, Perek Yom Kippurim, and Masechet Yoma. Yishar koach to all of Lomdim and to everybody who studied together with us here in our study of Daf Yomi. Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast, we will begin the study of Masechet Sukkah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day, and we should all be Nimchal Lifnei Avinu Shebashamayim. Chen Chen La Oraita.